Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Astec Industries, also known by its ticker ASD. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you've come to the right place. Today, we're diving deep into Astec Industries, a player in the industrial machinery space, to break down what makes this company tick, where it shines, where it struggles, and what could shape its future. So, grab a coffee, let's get into it, and figure out if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. First, let's set the stage with a quick overview of Astec Industries. For those who might not be familiar, this company operates in the infrastructure and construction equipment sector, focusing on manufacturing equipment for asphalt production, road building, and aggregate processing. They're a niche player in a critical industry, supporting projects that literally build the world around us. Headquartered in the U.S., they've got a solid footprint with a decent workforce and a focus on heavy machinery that's essential for large-scale infrastructure. Now let's talk about where they stand in the market and what's been happening lately. Looking at recent performance, Astec Industries has had a mixed bag over various timeframes. Short term, the stock has shown some volatility, with weekly and monthly performance reflecting broader market trends in the industrial sector. Over a longer horizon, like the past year or even 5 years, their returns have lagged behind some peers in the industry, which raises questions about their competitive edge. On the news front, there's been chatter about their operational strategies and market positioning, with some updates suggesting they're pushing hard on innovation to stay relevant. Let's not forget their latest earnings call for Q3 2025, which dropped some serious insights into their financial health and strategic moves. They reported solid results with improved revenue figures, but there are still challenges on the horizon that we'll unpack as we go. All right, let's roll up our sleeves and dive into the SWOT analysis for Astec Industries. We're going to break this down into strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, with a focus on what matters for you as a long-term investor, while also touching on short and medium-term trends that could influence your decision-making. Strengths. First off, Astec Industries has a solid niche in the infrastructure equipment market. Their focus on asphalt and road-building machinery positions them as a go-to for construction and infrastructure projects, which are often backed by government spending. That's a stable demand driver, especially in a world where infrastructure needs are only growing. Financially, their latest earnings call for Q3 2025 highlighted some impressive revenue growth. They've managed to boost top-line numbers year over year, which signals that their core business is holding strong despite economic headwinds. This kind of consistency is a green flag for long-term investors. Another plus is their gross profit margin, which looks competitive within their industry. They're not just selling equipment, they're doing it profitably, and that's key for sustaining growth and funding future innovation. Lastly, their geographic revenue segments show a decent spread. They're not overly reliant on one region, which helps cushion them against localized economic downturns. For a company in this space, that diversification is a quiet but powerful strength. Weaknesses. Now, let's get real about where Astec Industries is falling short. One glaring issue is their return on equity. Compared to industry averages, their ROE isn't exactly lighting up the scoreboard. This suggests they're not squeezing as much profit out of shareholder investments as they could, which might make you think twice about their capital efficiency. Debt levels are another concern. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't catastrophic, but it's high enough to raise an eyebrow. Carrying too much debt in a cyclical industry like industrial machinery can be risky, especially if interest rates stay elevated or if a downturn hits. Performance-wise, as I mentioned earlier, their stock has underperformed compared to the broader sector over longer timeframes. This lag could point to deeper issues like slower innovation or tougher competition eating into their market share. Finally, their net profit margin isn't as robust as you'd hope. While gross margins are decent, the bottom line is getting squeezed, likely due to operational costs or pricing pressures. That's something to keep an eye on. Opportunities. On the brighter side, there are some exciting opportunities for Astec Industries to capitalize on. Infrastructure spending is a hot topic globally, especially with governments pushing for upgrades and green projects. If Aztec can position itself as a leader in sustainable or efficient machinery, they could ride this wave for years to come. Their earnings call mentioned strategic initiatives to navigate current challenges, which sounds like they're actively looking to innovate. If they can roll out new products or improve operational efficiency, there's potential for a nice boost in market sentiment and, ultimately, stock price. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to industry averages. It's not dirt cheap, but it suggests the stock isn't overpriced for the growth potential, especially if they execute on their plans. For long-term investors, this could be a sweet entry point if other fundamentals align. Also, their free cash flow yield is worth noting. It's at a level that suggests they've got some room to reinvest in the business or even bump up dividends down the line, which could attract more income-focused investors. Threats. Let's talk about the risks because they're real and could hit hard. First up, the industrial machinery sector is highly cyclical. If we see a slowdown in construction or infrastructure projects, say due to budget cuts or economic recession, Aztec Industries could take a direct hit. Their revenue is tied to big projects that aren't always guaranteed. Competition is another big threat. They're not the only player in this space, and if rivals innovate faster or offer better pricing, Aztec could lose ground. Their underperformance relative to the sector over the past few years already hints at this pressure. Rising input costs and supply chain issues, which were flagged in their recent earnings call, are a persistent headache. If they can't manage these costs, margins could shrink even further, and that's bad news for profitability. Lastly, their beta indicates they're somewhat sensitive to market movements. In a volatile market, Aztec's stock could swing more than you'd like, which might test your nerves if you're holding for the long haul. So, where does this leave us? Let's tie it all together. Aztec Industries has a lot going for it, with a strong niche in infrastructure equipment and some solid revenue growth recently. Their strategic focus, as highlighted in the Q3 2025 earnings call, shows they're not sitting still, and that's encouraging. However, the underperformance compared to peers, coupled with debt concerns and margin pressures, means this isn't a slam-dunk investment. For the short and medium term, keep an eye on how they manage costs and whether they can capitalize on infrastructure trends. Long term, their success will hinge on innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in a tough industry. In conclusion, Aztec Industries presents a balanced but cautious outlook for long-term investors. There's potential here, especially if you believe in the infrastructure megatrend, but the risks are real, and execution will be everything. If you're considering adding this to your portfolio, weigh the cyclical nature of their business against the stability of their niche. And as always, stay tuned to MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses like this one, available in video, audio, and article formats. Don't forget to check out the detailed SWOT breakdown on our platform and let us know in the comments what you think about Aztec Industries. Are you bullish or bearish? Let's keep the conversation going. See you in the next one.